Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about pay the price with sacrifice. Rhymes this week. The cost of success is sacrifice. So if you want to achieve something large, if you want to write a book, if you want to go on a lifetime, a holiday, if you want to purchase something large, a car, a large purchase, expensive watch, I don't know what you're into, whatever it is that you want to do, if you want to drastically increase your sales, if you want to start a business or take your existing business to the next level, if you want to start a family, if you want to do anything, any large goal that you have in your mind, if you want to leave a legacy, if you want to do well at sports, if you want to get in better shape, lose weight, you get the idea. I could keep listing it and listing it and listing it, but you need to think about, you need to make these podcasts personal. Think exactly in your mind what it is that you want to do, and apply that to this podcast. So to do what you want to do, to achieve anything large, as I said, whether it is an experience to do something or whether it is to purchase or have something or to be something, there is going to be a lot of sacrifice. You are going to have to pay the price. If you're not willing to pay the price, if you're not willing to put up with the amount of sacrifice that you're going to need to do, then that goal is not for you. You're only fooling yourself. You're setting yourself up for failure. And you're better off spending your time doing something else that you are prepared to sacrifice for. So sacrifice, what do I mean by sacrifice? Well, if it's something large, more than likely you're going to have less money for other things because you're trying to amass some money to put into the thing that you want to do. As I said, whether it's a life experience, whether it's something that you want to be or whether it's something that you want to do or something that you want to have, more than likely you're going to have to save some kind of money for that and not put money into other things or other luxuries or whatever else. You're 100% going to be saving money from something else that you would normally be spending your money on. So more than likely you're going to have less money. You're most certainly going to have less time. So if you're trying to put all your time into your current business or starting a business or expanding your business, you're going to have less time for your own life, which means that you're going to have less sociable time, less time for friendships. You're definitely going to have to use up more of your energy because you're going to need to be putting your energy into something else. So besides your day-to-day activity, this thing that you're trying to have, be or do, you're going to have to put more energy into. So it means that you're going to be tired more often. It means you're going to get more knockbacks as well. So more, you might even get more haters and more detractors, depending on what it is that your goal is. You could have more disagreements, more rows, more arguments. Again, depending on what it is that you want to do, you may have less happiness for a temporary period of time. That's definitely one to factor in. You could be fairly unhappy, but once you know that for a short period of time on the route to achieve your goals, you're going to have to do things that might make you unhappy. Once you know that and you've accounted for it, it makes it easier to go ahead and focus on the bigger picture. One thing that I have noticed that when you are working towards something, or you're working towards a goal, you won't really be bored. So you can discount boredom, but you will have more frustration. You will have more uncertainty. You probably will have more self-doubt. You'll doubt whether it is something that you even wanted anyway. You'll try to give yourself a way out. to get yourself out of the mess, or the temporary mess. In other words, the sacrifice that you've realized that you have to make in order to achieve what you want to achieve. So keep in mind that we always underestimate the amount of sacrifice it's going to take to achieve something. So have you ever gone out to do something? Could be something small. I was painting today. I thought, grand, I'll have it done in an hour. 5 hours later, and I pretty much have it all done, but I could probably do a few more touch-ups. So it's not your reality is generally not what you anticipated going to be. So there's going to be a lot more. Even my little painting job today, there was a hell of a lot more sacrifice involved. If I'd known it was 5 hours, bloody hell, I mightn't have done it. Or else I would have not been as frustrated with the process dragging out when I thought it would only be an hour. So this goes for large goals in life. It's very easy to underestimate the cost of the price is going to cost you, the sacrifice is going to cost you to achieve something. So start looking at these things realistically. Give yourself a more realistic timeline. Double the amount of time. Even if I doubled it from 1 hour to 2 hours, it still would have been short. So at least double the time that you think it's going to be. And double the amount of effort in your mind, double the amount of problems that you think are going to actually occur, because the unforeseen will occur. It's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you more time, more energy, more frustration, less self-time, all these things to achieve something that you large. And this is the reason why so many people don't achieve larger things, or choose to live a little bit more in the comfort zone, because if they decide that they're not prepared to pay the sacrifice, of which, by the way, that's happened to me several times. I've wanted to achieve something, then I realized, it could be a lot of sacrifice involved. So I decided that it just wasn't worth it for me. And that's fine. Anything that I really want to achieve, then I'm absolutely prepared to sacrifice whatever I have to do to achieve that goal. But there are goals that when I actually calculate the sacrifice that's needed, I don't think it's worth it. So that's going to happen to you as well. That's the process of doing your goals and actually genuinely looking at them and deciding, is it actually definitely 100% something that you want to achieve and are 100% prepared to pay the sacrifice, to pay the price, and to take the sacrifice that it's going to require for you to achieve that goal. There's no point in having a goal and you're not prepared to pay the price. So you're not prepared to go ahead and do everything that you have to do to make that goal come into fruition. So if you're not prepared, then you're setting yourself up for failure. So it's important to make sure that when you're breaking it down into actionable steps and you're doing your timeline, that you magnify the amount of sacrifice that it's going to take to do it. Then you're going to be fully prepared, and then it's a legitimate goal that you're prepared for, and that you'll do everything and endure all the frustration and all the self-doubt and all the knockbacks and the less sleep. Sleep is definitely a big one, because when you're motivated to do something, you're probably going to have to get up earlier because you're adding it to your daily routine. It's never like instead of a daily routine, it's always on top of everything that you're already expected to do. So hence the sacrifice. And it's the reason why a lot of people fail. A lot of people fail with their larger goals. Or they justify their reasons for quitting and decide that, they say to themselves that, sure, I didn't really want that anyway. And that's a part of justifying failure. If that's the genuine reason, because again, I've done that myself as well. I've said, it isn't something that I wanted to do. But if it was a legitimate reason, and my subconscious actually believes that to be true, and it is true, then great. But if I'm just saying it to try to lie to myself, well, I try not to do that, because it's hard to convince your subconscious that you didn't really want to do it anyway, if you actually know that you did want to do it, but you kind of just quit because the sacrifice was too hard. So try not to set yourself up for failure, because this is the source of unhappiness, setting unrealistic goals and setting goals that you're not prepared for, or you don't realize it's going to come with the amount of sacrifice that it's going to come with. Fighting, for example, I've been fighting since I was competing and competitive fighting since the age of 13 up to 36. Which is a long, long duration of time. And from a competitive point of view, there was many, many sacrifices on the way. There was years of missing out on social occasions and socializing with friends, years of neglecting friendships, years of, not drinking, not going out, being very careful about the food I was consuming, you know, and being so focused and knowing that I had to be so focused on the actual results that, you know, there was a hell of a lot of sacrifices, as you can imagine, being beaten up, getting plenty of bruises, plenty of frustration. Again, Leslie, everything that I've already listed is something that I 100% experienced throughout my competitive career, and I wouldn't change anything. Of course, I wouldn't change anything. I'm not complaining or moaning about it. But what I'm saying is, I was prepared to do that, and I'm sure a lot of my friends thought it was strange, or they wondered why I was neglecting relationships, or they mightn't have fully understood. Or, I mean, real friends understand, really close friends understand, because they understand what you're trying to do and they want the best for you. But I'm sure there was plenty of not as close friendships that, you know, let slip because I was so focused on what I was doing. And these are sacrifices. I could have been having a hell of a lot more fun. I could have been living throughout my 20s and doing the things that normal 20-year-olds were doing, but I wasn't. I was very, very focused on what I was doing. So, and that's fine. I was prepared to pay the price, and I was prepared to sacrifice for my competitive career. So whatever it is that you are doing, that is going to have to be your mindset. It is kind of going to have to consume and be all-consuming in your life. You are going to have to divert a lot of energy from other things that you do, generally the things that you want to do and you like doing and that make you happy. You generally have to divert that energy and that money and that time to doing what you want to do. But just keep in mind, it is worth it. When you achieve these things, it empowers you to be able to repeat that process again. Once you know you can do it, you can continue on doing it. And sometimes you have to compartmentalize your life and just go, right, this period of my life, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to work towards that. And after that 6 months or 12 months or whatever it may be, then I can divert back to my normal lifestyle, unless of course you've come up with another goal or another large idea. But at that stage, you know that you're going to be able to repeat the process and be able to achieve the next thing. Each one compounds, and you build on your motivation, you build on your confidence, and you know that you can actually get through whatever sacrifice it is to achieve whatever that thing that you genuinely want to achieve. So I hope this kind of helps you. I hope it helps towards your own life path and your own goals and your own legacy missions and your own daily tasks and dreams and plans and all of that kind of stuff. I love hearing all of that from everybody that I see on a daily basis. I see quite a few people on a daily basis doing my job. I meet a lot of people and I love, that's one of the things I love, even though it's not related to the actual job I'm doing on a daily basis. I actually love to hear everybody's goals and plans and wishes and future successes. I love hearing all that. So please send me a message, contact me, any of the channels that are listed. I would love to hear what your mission and your action steps. And if you need any advice, please feel free to message me and I will do my best to answer and to give you the best advice that I can. And hopefully it'll help. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.